All right, guys. Oh my goodness, 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 goodness. The time for talk is over. All right, guys, welcome, welcome back to Kamish Reviews. And we are here for the Traitors finale, and we have the Traitors reunion. I love it when shows does it back to back, especially this one, because it was completely dramatic. But let's just get into the final episode. Now, in my notes, I put, I felt like Kate blamed Phaedra. You know, this is the beginning. Phaedra's already gone. I mean, if it was me and I'm banished or removed from a show, don't talk about me when I'm gone. Don't do that, because it was already weird. We were at the round table the last time, right? So, of course, she's blaming Phaedra, saying, you know, you got me here. There's no strategy. There's no this. There's no that. Well, I'm confused about that a little bit, because you decided to become a traitor. When the offer was to you, you decided to take it. With that being said, when you are a traitor, you got to be dirty. But I feel like you don't want to get your hands dirty, but you don't mind being in it or winning from it. Which, if you would have won, all that work would have been Phaedra. We'll start with that. So, with that being said, she said she had a choice between Sheree and Trishelle. Her statement was, because Trishelle's cutthroat is why she should keep her. So, ultimately, and I knew that, Sheree was banished. And to me, that was a dumb move. Because when CT and Trishelle, two smart people, who play the game, the challenge, who do this, this is an everyday thing, realize that the two people that was banished was from Bravo to try to get him off the scent. It was just like an amateur move, in my opinion. Anyway, Trishelle, CT. Their alliance, they've been kind of aligned the whole time, but here towards the end, they really was like, we're solidifying, because they did banish Phaedra and then decided they were going to get rid of Kate. I don't know. Kate kind of got into CT's ears. The statement I want to repeat again, you played a selfish game, was crazy. Like, in this environment, it is a game. I know it's repeated a lot, and a lot of these type of games, they say it's just a game. But to say she played a selfish game, it's incorrect. In my opinion, if she would have played a selfish game, I do feel like Phaedra would have stayed and probably would have won this game. But I think she was thinking a lot about other people. So on that, Miss Kate, I would disagree. So in this last challenge that they had to do, pulling those traps out of the water, it was CT, as they call the muscle, was the one doing it. Again, I'm going to say this. This is his world. Trishelle, when they had to climb that, not climb, but slide down, I would have been scared as well. But Trishelle was looking at, this is money. So I'm going to, and plus a win. To me, I don't think people are looking at Trishelle as far as her winning something like this. The challenge is so hard to win. And there are so many people competing, that to be the winner, it's always like five or six winners or five or six strong competitors. But the Trishelle being in this type of environment, because she's used to doing challenges, she's used to competing and getting to the end and politics, all the things. For her, I felt like she was like a vet in this house and she was killing it. So the percentage of her winning this was way high compared to her being, you know, on the challenge. Okay, now I think that after this, if she, and even before this, I'll say, but if she was to go to the challenge now, people are going to look at her like, wow, she literally has been on the challenge, you know, went to Traitors and won it. She's a serious competitor. If she goes to Big Brother and, you know, gets to the end or whatever, I just think that Trishelle has a higher probability to be a strong vet if she was to return to the challenge and to do other shows if possible. I know they have contracts, so that's difficult, but I just think that she showed she is a contender. Okay. The mission this time was, of course, the last one. It was very difficult to get the flags, things of that nature. So I'm going to go ahead. We're going to just go to the final roundtable. And literally, like I said, I felt like CT was like, do who? I was like, bro, what are we doing here? CT, what are we doing? There was a clear and a precise plan that you and your alleged sister, as you call her, Trishelle, had lined up. So please let me know how Kate gave you a few words and you were believing because the fact that she's a gamer. She's a gamer. She's a gamer. I was like, what? It didn't make any sense. But to Kate's, I was like, little girl, you playing the game, doing the thing. I mean, I can't even hate because CC failed for it, in my opinion. He did. It was a mess. Okay? It's a mess. So, Trishelle was upset, and I don't blame her. She thought she can trust CT in her words. But, wait, hold on. Who was it? Not MJ, Sandra. So she ended up going, and then we had that final vote because you remember he tells them, you know, you guys can choose to banish somebody or just say it would be the end of the game. But there's still a traitor amongst you when you say that we all choose to end it. The traitor ends up winning everything. And the same thing happens to Ceree last season. Well, with this, they threw the different color, which was Trishelle, because she was like, I want to banish somebody. Somebody is still here. This is how Kate ends up being banished from the game. Now, this final one, which is crazy, Trishelle chooses CT because she's upset. She's like, I don't know if I could trust him or not. Now, MJ, who could have chose CT, he would have gone home and it would have been her and Trishelle. His faithful would have won, but instead, she chooses Trishelle. Because she didn't think it was right about the money, but she was so angry at the reunion. That's why that part does not compute. You had the opportunity when Trishelle chose CT. This is somebody you knew. The Trishelle, if I'm sitting here, if I am MJ and I'm looking at this scenario, I see Trishelle, I see CT. They both the challenge. They both are contenders. They've done this 100 times. They came here, heard them Johnny Bananas, they were an alliance. Like, let's have a real conversation. Let's have a real conversation. If I am in MJ's position and I'm looking at it like that, and I see an out, an opportunity that I thought would never happen, which was Trishelle saying CT's name, you wasn't expecting that. So with that being said, when she said CT, I would have said CT. That is two votes. It's three of you standing there. What the hell? So if anything, you should not be upset because you're upset because you wanted to get another round, another opportunity to vote. And when you gave her a chance to think about it and Trishelle was like, no, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and vote with CT. That is your bad. To get that out. I was like, that was the most craziest thing. And I'm sitting here like the first thing I write for we go on to the reunion. The first thing I see is MJ is pissed. MJ is pissed. Confusion. Why are you pissed off, ma'am? For doing something that caused for you to be in the position that you are in. You should be mad at yourself. You should be mad at yourself. I don't get it. It's so odd to me. It is so odd to me that she is literally mad at CT and Trishelle. For something that she caused. It's very strange. It's very, very strange. Okay. So we're into the reunion, like I said. Of course, you got Andy Cohen, the messiest host of them all, that is hosting this reunion. It's giving Bravo, Real Housewives. So CT was trying to give props to MJ. And I'm going to say, CT, it looked like you was trying. And it also looked like you was trying to smooth it over, because you know she was pissed off. I just felt like CT should have said anything, because as soon as CT made a props how she played the game, she said you should have followed through. Because the way I think of it is, MJ thought CT should have chose her. She was looking at it like, okay, well, Trishelle chose CT, so since I chose Trishelle, CT should choose Trishelle, and then he can choose me. It was almost like you wanted somebody to choose me. Doesn't matter how you were chosen, but long as you get to the end, baby. Again, that was your mistake. Now, let's talk about the situation of people saying that Phaedra and CT had chemistry. I did not see that. I saw Phaedra and CT kind of being in the house, looking out for each other, having a organic friendship, fun friendship. That's what I saw. I didn't see anything besides that. I'm just being honest. I didn't even look at it like that. I was just looking at it like he was looking out for her, and vice versa. She was looking out for him, and they had like this funny, cute little friendship, but I don't know. I didn't see it, okay? This reunion was super messy and super shady. The messy part was talking about Akin Sue and Peter, how Akin Sue and Peter's mom are chilling. I'm like, oh, okay. Interesting. Okay. Let me tell you something. Johnny Banana was out of the element. Johnny Banana said, everywhere I go, I'm the star. I don't care if I was in one episode. Y'all go see me. Johnny Banana, every time I looked around, someone said something. Johnny Banana was like, well, you know, I said this and I wasn't there, but I should have been there. And what happened? Johnny Banana said, I need to be a part of this show, even though I only had one appearance. Okay, so Dan said why he voted Johnny Bananas out. Johnny Bananas was like, man, F you. Like, I don't care. Peppermint tells her side of the story, but her side of the story talking about, you know, her being there wasn't just about her being there. It was about, you know, LGBTQ and people seeing trans, because I love how she said that you might not see people, trans people in real life. But to see, it's, we learn things through TV, which we do. We're the type of country, we are America. We learn a lot of things watching television. To the brain, to the make that a part of a regular everyday with some like traitors, such a cult following. You know what she said was some real stuff. So I was happy she was able to tell that every time she spoke. You know what I'm saying? She had something to say that was legit important. So I really felt like I wish Peppermint could have Pittman could have been there longer. I really, really do. Okay. Child, I like how they separated. We have Queen Bravo, Peter Pals, and Gamers. I thought that was cute. Hey, Peter even saw all these P's in my mic. Probably sounded crazy. Peter Piper. Peter asked Phaedra to accept the rose. I was like, okay. Like I said before, Johnny Banana was trying. He was trying it. Both things. He felt like, you know, nobody paying no attention to me. Like, he's like a little kid. Like, me. Y'all don't see me. Hello, I'm here, Johnny Bananas. I win everything. You didn't win this one, though, sir. Whoa. Check this out. This part where they was asking Phaedra about Dan. She said, you a low down son of a bitch. Like she said, it was to me, I felt like Phaedra was a little more than that, because nobody was paying attention to Phaedra until Dan said something. And I felt like that Dan knew that Phaedra was doing really well, and eyes was on him. And he was not happy with that, even though Phaedra wouldn't do anything, you know, to do anything against him. They was like supposed to be traitors working together. He was so, something about that bothered him. And I'm going to keep saying that. And people can come under my chat, I mean, my comments, and say whatever. I thought that was odd for a couple of reasons. And let's break this down. You was with, not with, but you two were traitors and working together. It was just a unknown, unsaid thing. And then you had the recruitment. As soon as the recruitment came in, you felt like, ooh, that's my partner. And you had eyes on Phaedra from the beginning. You two was in the huddle saying that. They got to go home and watch some episode back. So when Phaedra's speaking, she's not lying. I mentioned this in my videos before previously. I pointed this out because I knew this would be time to come back. And I want to make sure I make a reference to it. You were already talking about getting rid of Phaedra, okay, in the beginning. And so when it came down to it, Phaedra was actually beating you, even though she wasn't doing anything. So at the round table, you wanted to make sure, and no one else in the season did this, you wanted to make sure that she was called out. Because you fumbled at playing the game. You fumbled where they were able to see through your true colors. You was upset, so you threw Phaedra under the bus. And I would feel the same way that Phaedra does. I get it's a game, but y'all's situation is still, it's not the same. It is not the same. You did her dirty. On top of the fact, they were coming for Poverty, and everybody knew it, strong, even before you left. And you turned the tides to Phaedra just that quickly, even though they were still looking at her. But after you left, and you knew this, if nothing else, that they were going to look at Phaedra funny or side-eyed her or question her, because they wasn't before, and you knew they weren't. It's weird because you're not, but the thing of it was, you protecting Poverty and Phaedra would have made sense, because you guys were the traitors and trying to throw salt on one of the faithful, because at the end of the day, you want a traitor to win, allegedly. But to me, there was something against Phaedra. And I question and wonder, what is it? I don't want to go to the race thing or anything like that, but I'm trying to figure it out. Even when you're sitting there saying, I like Phaedra, that looks like you are lying. She called Dan trash. The way Kate called Phaedra selfish, I was like, bro, what is it? Phaedra befriended somebody in the house and looked out for many, as they said at the reunion. So that was very confusing. Those two instances, I wanted to take time and break that down because I didn't understand either one of those. If Phaedra, you know, presented that on the show or did those things, exhibited those things, I would have said it. Trishelle asked, you know, MJ why she was upset. And, you know, MJ tried to play it off like she wasn't, but then Trishelle called her out. She said, you blocked me on Instagram. You obviously are mad. You blocked me on IG, ma'am. What's the real tea? Tried to talk to her and she shut it down immediately. She didn't want to hear from anybody because she's mad because she didn't win. But again, I'm going to say this. Ma'am, you are the reason why you did not win. You had the opportunity. You gave Trishelle an opportunity to change her mind. Time to think about it. Anyway, that is really what I got for you guys as far as the traitors. I wanted to, you know, give you the finale. I know at the end, I know Alan said that there is another traitors. I'm not sure if it's about the UK or whatever, but he was saying another traitors. It's probably being filmed right now as we speak. He actually said more celebrities, what he said actually. More celebrities coming soon. So I'm intrigued because this time he did really good. Now, if I think the same mixture, Big Brother, Survivor, The Bachelor. I do believe they should add in some Netflix, maybe Squid Game the Challenge. I know that they'd be under contract as well, but I think they should have mixed in some Netflix, even Love is Blind. I don't know. I think AD would be really good for competition shows. I don't know. I see her going on the challenge and killing it. And not only that, some showmasters. I think AD would be really be good. I do. Anyway, that is what I got for you guys for the traders. We'll talk about it next season whenever whatever comes out. I don't do the UK one. Make sure you guys go check out the Tea Spiller merch. It is the newest line on my Teespring. Please go and check it out. And that's all I got. I love you guys down. Oh, and look out for maybe, hopefully, something with me and the traders next week. Let me figure this out. Hopefully something. I'll talk to y'all next time. Bye.